Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes!
So it is.
It is.
That was bad. That was worse than a Jay Cutler press conference. I'm like,
hey, what's up? It is.
The 8 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show with you till 9 o'clock here tonight. Larry Bluestein from South Florida High School Sports.com is coming up 9 p.m. this evening. Our boy Blue. If you want to talk Cutler, 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560, or you can get at us via the plumbers911.com text line, but please don't text and drive at 56022. You see so many people texting and driving. I'm not going to say I've never done it, but you pull up to any red light anywhere in South Florida, you look over to your left, texting. Look over to your right, they're texting. Stop it, people. If nothing else, I've got a long commute to and from work. That's my escape, right? You know, it could be 45 minutes to an hour plus, depending on what time of day it is that I'm driving. That's 45 minutes to an hour. I don't have to hear anybody else's BS, right? Like, I'm doing myself and every other driver on the road a favor by not checking my texts and texting people. That is my escape. That's the only place I can get away from technology and being in contact with everybody at any given time, because it does get exhausting. It does. We love being connected, but it's a burden to many of us. End of speech. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe. You're on WQAM. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I hear everybody raving about they want Colin Kaepernick and, you know, Jay Cutler was not a good sign. I'm going to tell you this, man. I know a lot of people got a lot of things to say about this guy, Jay Cutler, with his personality problems. But me personally, I've done my research as well. And I think that Jay Cutler is better for this offense. For one, like they said earlier, Jay Cutler's been in this offense since 2015. Even when Coach Adam Gase left, Jay Cutler, they used that same offense, that they implemented that same offense in the Chicago Bears team. And I think Jay Cutler coming over here to the Miami Dolphins, I think it'll be a smooth transition. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Matt Moore is going to start the first game. He's going to suck first game, Tampa Bay.
Oh.
He's going to suck the first game. The second game, Jay Cutler's going to come in, and I think Jay Cutler's going to put above average points on the board. And he's going to get the Miami Dolphins going.
I don't see it going that way, Joe, but if it did happen like that, that would remind me a lot. I want to say it was like 03 or 04. The Dolphins had just traded for A.J. Feely. Yeah, let me let you run because it sounds like your kid's hungry.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. I got to let you run, dude. The kid talking in the background. He tried, but no, I had to let him run. But you remember, was it 04 or 05? You just traded for A.J. Feely, but you still had Jay Fiedler on the team. And you had traded, a second-round pick for A.J. Feely to be the starting quarterback. But then Dave Wannstedt decided week one, you know what? I'm feeling Jay Fiedler. Excuse me, I mixed the two up. I'm feeling Jay Fiedler to start this game. Jay Fiedler sucked. By halftime, you benched him for A.J. Feely, who also stunk, by the way. But no, I don't see Matt Moore starting the first game. If you want to be creative here, I think the opposite is more likely. What if Jay Cutler starts, is not good, and then you have to go to Matt Moore to save the day? Because I think Jay is going to be the one who gets the benefit of the doubt to start the first game in the first several games, and hopefully 16 games plus. I think Jay Cutler is going to be the guy to get that opportunity before Matt Moore does. So if anybody stinks and gets benched, it would be the opposite, because Cutler, with the money he's making, and he didn't come out of retirement to hold a clipboard, I think Jay Cutler would be the one who gets the opportunity to start. Let's talk to Greg. You're on WQAM. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
All right. I'm not calling to bitch or complain. Honestly, sorry. I didn't mean to say bitch.
I say it all the time, dude. You're fine.
All right. There's a quick comparison between both quarterbacks, both Tannehill and Cutler. I listened to the last show. There's Hockman, Crowder, and Kranz, and I think one of the guests were talking about Cutler. And it wasn't all glory talking about Cutler, but it wasn't all flattery.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of the interview, Hockman said, hey, look, you know, I guess we've got this basin of a Tannehill. And that's what kind of pissed me off. And I'm going to say this, I've been a stout Tannehill performer. I just had a gut feeling about him from day one. And to compare him to Jay Cutler, I'm sorry. He may not have a stronger arm than Cutler, but I will tell you this. People do rally around personality.
Mm-hmm.
When Tannehill went down with that knee injury last season, he showed me poise. Almost every team or every teammate on both sides of the ball came over and consoled that man, because I've never seen a quarterback put his face in a towel, with the exception of my boy up in Carolina,
Cam,
after every loss.
Yeah,
but I never seen that boy. I never seen any other quarterback put his face in a towel after knowing, hey, look, my season is over. So that tells you something right there. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I'm sorry, man. Tannehill went through the same thing that Cutler went through, and he progressively got better. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if you're professional that knows your stuff or an everyday fan. Tannehill went through different coaches, different coordinators, and in some shape, way, or form, he progressively got better. People say you need to increase his accuracy. It didn't happen overnight, but he got better.
Right.
People say need to get better as deep ball. It didn't happen overnight, but he got better. People say he needs to increase his get better with his pocket presence. Again, it didn't happen overnight, but he got better. Cutler then starts showing a comparison to the early part of his career, a 180-degree improvement until Gase laid his hand on him.
Right, okay, but now Gase will lay his hand on him again. It sounds dirty when we say it, but that's happening.
No, trust me. I'm not saying that Gase won't do it. I'm not saying Cutler won't do it. And people saying, "Oh my God, the Dolphins season is over." I beg to differ, because if you would have said Colin Kaepernick is coming in here, guess what? Then I would say, "Yeah, our season is over." Because to me, granted, Colin Kaepernick is a physical phenom. He's a physical phenom. The boy's a runner, but you cannot beat the classic pocket quarterback. I think we settled that issue. A running quarterback versus a pocket quarterback. I think we settled the issue a long time ago, point blank. I think the one thing the two things that are going to save, at least give the Dolphins a decent season, and I would say they will sniff the playoffs by way of a wild card berth. I think the one thing that's going to save their season, two things. One, the running game. Two, the familiarity of Jay Cutler with this offense.
And let me let you run on that note, because we got others waiting. I love how he said, though, there's one thing, but two things that will save the Dolphins season. I found that interesting. Let's talk to Eddie. You're on WQAM. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, Alex? Love the show, man.
Thanks, dude. How you doing?
I'm sad, man. I've been a Dolphins fan since 1982.
No, you are sad.
Yeah. We should have drafted a quarterback a couple years ago, back. Now we got to wait for Tannehill heal again, so that's another 2 years. Not very happy, man. We're going to have the same season as we did last year. So at least for the next 3 years, it's pretty much going to be the same. I used to be a season ticket holder till about 4 years ago. So I'm very sad, man. We need a QB. We need to draft somebody.
Well, hopefully hopefully you're in position to draft that Sam Darnold out of USC. I think that kid is going to set the NFL on fire. Not literally, thankfully, but I think he's going to be amazing. But listen, you got to admit, Eddie, I know you've got a gloom and doom approach to some of this. Given the situation we're in right now, right? Tannehill gets hurt, sprains the knee, probably won't play this year. To go out and get Jay Cutler as your stopgap guy for a year, you could have done a lot worse than that.
Absolutely. No, that was the best choice. I completely agree. The problem is we're going on the sixth year of the Tannehill experiment, and we're still talking that he's going to get better next year. I've been hearing that for the last 5 years. I'm just so disappointed, brother. I'll listen to your comments.
All right, man. I would love it. Well, I would hate it, but how ironic would it be if we get to, like, year 15 for Tannehill? It's like the year is 2024. we serve our robot overlords by then, like we've been taken over by the Matrix. But, you know, the NFL's still around because the robots want to make money, too. They don't care about concussions. But we're heading into year 15 of Ryan Tannehill. We're still saying, hey, Tannehill, he's 37 years old, but I think this might be the year. I think this is the year he puts it all together. I think this is the year Tannehill becomes a franchise quarterback. I hope that broken record isn't around until our robots take over the earth, man. 56022. That's how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line. Another Dolphins point. We'll get away from Jay Cutler talk for 3 seconds, maybe a little longer. You know who's at practice today? Megatron, Calvin Johnson. I love how the Dolphins have these like special guests at practice. Sean Jeffries, the wide receiver coach, he has the relationship with Calvin going back to their days in Detroit together. I got a kick, though, out of the fact that here's Calvin Johnson, one of the most recognizable Detroit Lions of all time, one of the best wide receivers of all time, entire NFL career spent in Detroit, and he's out there wearing Dolphins gear. I love that. I wish he could suit up and play. He's got a great T-shirt with the Dolphins logo. He's got Dolphins shorts on. He's got the Dolphins safari hat on, did Calvin Johnson. And what really got me excited was he spent a good hefty amount of one-on-one time with Devontae Parker. I did snap a picture of that today. I wish I could have gotten closer, but I did snap a picture of Devontae Parker talking shop after practice with Calvin Johnson. And they were going through footwork, too. It wasn't like they were just having a conversation. They were working out a little bit. Megatron was teaching him some tools of the trade. At least you see that work ethic from Devontae, right? I mean, this is the kind of stuff. First year and a half, really, because he started to get it last year, late in the year, November and on. I think he started to figure things out. But when Devontae Parker first got to the league, he struck me as somebody who was taking the career for granted. Right, I've got more athleticism than 99.9% of the human population. I'm going to be great even if I'm eating pizza and drinking beers and staying up till 4 a.m. I don't have to worry about any of that. Well, year and a half in the NFL, you realize, oh, I got to take care of my body to be up there with the big guns and be part of the best of the best. I need to pick the brain of somebody like Calvin Johnson, one of the best ever. I need to figure out his secrets. I need to figure out his footwork. I need to work with the guy one-on-one. To see that now and to see Devontae Parker taking his career seriously, it better translate into something special this year. Maybe that's the thing that makes Jay Cutler look great this year, is Devontae Parker and Jarvis Landry. And I'll read the statement from Landry's girlfriend a little bit later, which it makes me think that, I don't know, this battery case, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I'll explain why a little bit later on. But on Calvin Johnson at practice day, unfortunately, we didn't speak to Devontae Parker, but we did speak to Kenny Stills. Here was Stills on what it was like having Megatron at practice.
Man, it's amazing. He played for Coach Jefferson, and so him and Coach Jefferson have that relationship. And he comes right in and feels like, you know, he can speak to what we're doing, coach us up, give us little, tips and pointers here and there. So it's amazing having him here. And, he was a special player. So if any of us can do some of the things that he did, you know, we're on the right track.
Let's shift over to Adam Gase, who addressed the media after practice today. This was, I guess, before Jay Cutler was officially signed, but he did talk plenty of Cutler. Here's a Q&A with Gase. How do you ease the discomfort of the guys in the locker room now that you're bringing in Jay Cutler?
He wants to play. I mean, that's why you play this game. And I know that. I knew that before.
Oh, this is on Matt Moore.
I was very upfront with him. Though. Kept him in the loop on everything. So, I mean, he knew exactly. I told him, I was like, you just keep doing your thing. And he understands. Like, he doesn't know how long he's going to keep playing right now. Like, every day, just keep going out there, and when you're with the ones, roll with them, and if that ever changes, then we'll adjust, but that's what we're doing right now.
You got to know Matt Moore's got to be itching to start. I mean, especially after the games he played against the Jets and Buffalo last year, that was Gase on Matt Moore, that he's still out there playing and competing, and Moore has handled everything the right way. He's always said the right things. You know, he's not, if he is upset or pissed about Cutler being brought in, he's not tipping his cap to that at all. He's saying, it doesn't change my approach. I still take it one practice at a time. I still go out there and work my ass off. And the detail there, what Gase was referencing was he notified Moore personally. I would imagine this happened yesterday, hopefully before the Cutler reports went public that he was signing. But You know, Matt Moore said he got a phone call from Gase. Gase explained the situation. This is what we're doing. He said it was a very straightforward conversation, not Hollywood at all, right? That Gase just said, hey, this is what you're doing, what we're doing. And Gase knows Moore is a professional. He can handle it. It's not the first time in his career he's seen guys elevated over him as quarterbacks. We'll take more calls and texts on the other side. 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. Don't text and drive. Or 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560 on the phone lines. We will hear later on. I want to do it in the later segment. We'll hear again from Jeff Dickerson, who I thought really did a nice job opening up on Jay Cutler, the 8 years he spent in Chicago. Dickerson covered him, of course, during that time. But I want to talk a little bit about the investigation on Jarvis Landry when we come back here on WQAM.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances, finessing on them with some
back here on the Alex Dono Show, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. With you till 9 o'clock tonight, Larry Bluestein, our boy Blue, coming up at... Oh, and Blue, by the way, just had a birthday yesterday. So you should wish Larry Bluestein a happy belated. I said happy birthday to him on Twitter, but I didn't say it in person. So I will say it to him when I see him here tonight. Happy belated birthday to Larry Bluestein, who's with us at 9 o'clock this evening, 9 until 10 o'clock here on WQAM. I want to take a phone call first, and then I want to give my take on the Jarvis Landry investigation. He is being investigated for battery, domestic related, but I'm going to tell you why in reading the reports. I think this is going to go away pretty quickly, but let's talk first to David. You're on QAM. What's up, David? David, you there? Well, that was a quick conversation. Thank you for the call. Maybe maybe that's somebody who didn't want to talk Landry. So this domestic battery. So, okay, this is an excerpt from the Palm Beach Post today. This is a Jason Leisure special. Jason Leisure from the Palm Beach Post writes, according to the incident report obtained by the Post on Monday afternoon, the incident took place April 1st at around 10:15 p.m. The address doesn't really matter, but that's listed here. The report indicates that Landry used his hands, fist, feet, and teeth, but no actual weapons. The names of the alleged victim as well as Landry have been redacted from the report. The report indicates that a juvenile was involved in the incident, but there are no details. No charges have yet been brought against Landry, and NFL Network reported that he has been fully cooperative with law enforcement and the organization. The state attorney's office declined to comment. Landry's girlfriend, though, Estrella Cerquera, however, released this statement Monday afternoon. Now, after reading this statement, this is why I think that this investigation is going to die down pretty quickly, unless she's not being honest here or if this is an imposter. But if I am to believe, this is the honest statement of Jarvis Landry's girlfriend, who we think was the alleged victim from this report. After reading this, I think this is going to go away pretty quickly, and I hope I'm correct on that, obviously, because I don't want there to be any issue with Landry. But here's the statement from Jarvis Landry's girlfriend. In March of 2017, the father of my child and I had a vocal disagreement that resulted in someone calling 911. I, myself, did not call the police. When the police arrived, they determined that there was no cause for any arrests, nor was there any concern for my physical well-being. There were no arrests made. There were no criminal charges. I was not in any way physically harmed. Yes, we are going through a civil family court case and emotions are high, but I would like to make it very clear that Jarvis would never, ever do anything to harm me or anyone else. Jarvis and I are happily raising our beautiful daughter, and I would like to make a plea to the media that they refrain from spreading this completely false story. That's from Jarvis Landry's girlfriend. So if I'm to believe what she put on that statement, it sounds to me like this is going to go away. And I hope that's the case, right? Because that's, you know, the experience that I've had with Jarvis Landry, he doesn't strike me as someone who would be capable of doing something like he's been accused of, right? I know he's a fiery guy on the field, but an honorable man, in my humble opinion. And so I would like to believe that the statement that his girlfriend released is 100% true. And with that being the case, I expected to go away pretty quickly, and I was relieved to see her statement today. Here's Adam Gase on it. Gase was asked about the Landry investigation. Here's what he had to say.
Adam, there's a report out that Jarvis Landry is under investigation for battery. Have the Dolphins and yourself been notified of the situation?
Yeah, we're aware of it. We took the proper steps of what we're supposed to do, and really past that, I can't really comment on anything.
All right, well, not a whole lot of info there, but Gase is aware of it, and he did talk about it. Let's talk to Sexual Chocolate. Sexual, what's up, man?
Welcome back, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nothing big happened when you're away.
Right when I come back is when all the crap goes down. And also, referencing, I have been back for a little bit, but when I was in Japan, like a day after I left Japan, Kim Jong-un starts to fire missiles towards Japan. So I got the hell out of there just in time. Or maybe Kim... Right. Kim, like, he's a big fan of mine. He listens to the show on the internet in North Korea. He probably said, I'm going to wait till Dono leaves Japan before I start any nonsense over there.
Right. If you would have heard, your interviewer skills, you would have shot before, man. But look, Dono, my man, Dono, man, look, I hate that Chang and people are attacking your interview skills, man. You are a little bit slightly under Bob Pisani, who got confused with A-Rod and Jeter.
Oh, USOB. I thought you were going to give me a compliment.
I'm sorry about that. But you're my boy, Donald. You're my boy. Donald, man, look, this Tannehill thing, I was telling, when you look at the video, I first say to myself, why was Sue chasing him so hard? It's practice. Ain't it practice? Sue was chasing, dude, like he owned the money or something.
It's not like he was going to tackle him, though. Like, he was just chasing him because that's all you can do in those non-contact practices. I don't know why Tannehill was running so fast. And that $1,200 knee brace did nothing.
Right. Nothing. Yeah, keep the receipt, man.
Please.
Donald, first thing, how was Japan, man? How was it, man? I'm going to give you a quick can you stand real quick, man. How was it, man?
Unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah, I'm so spoiled now. I'm a sushi snob. Right? My wife hates the fact that I've only been back for 2 weeks, and I've had, American sushi, three times. Just to complain about it. Like, I order it just so I can bitch and moan about it and make my wife angry. Because here's the thing. Not only is the sushi fresher and better in Japan, as you would expect, but it's like one-third the price. Like, you can eat like a king over there. The only expensive food I had 2 weeks in Japan, the only expensive food was Kobe beef. Everything else was dirt cheap, SC. Like, I'm talking...
Oh, yeah?
You have, I'm not talking fast food, a sit-down meal under $10 a person anywhere. And you're not allowed to tip over there. It's rude to leave gratuity. They consider it dishonorable because... Yeah, the servers in Japan, they don't need to be given extra money to do their job. It's an insult to them if you give them a tip. So you're talking $8.50 a person for a nice dinner.
Wow.
And that's it. No gratuity, no nothing, except for Kobe beef is very expensive. But everything else is cheap.
What about the drinks? Got some drinks, or expensive drinks?
The drinks were, here's the thing, they're tricky, because the drinks are definitely cheaper, but they're also smaller, because Americans, we're used to big gulps, we're used to ultimate Long Island iced teas, it's like a bucket of, the drinks are a lot smaller, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
I got you, Donald, man. Great that you enjoyed it, man. But Donald, I want to give a Big Kane's reference real quick, man. I'm always going to hit you with this, Donald, man, because I like messing with you, man.
All right.
Donald, what happens if we don't win the Coastal this year?
I quit radio if we don't win the Coastal. I'm done. I'm gone.
What happens, man? Because I'm looking at Twitter. So the hashtag Storm18 and this and that and the Paradise Camp. But what happens if we go again to the Liberty Bowl or whatever?
Honestly, I start over. I think maybe it's not too late to, go to medical school or go to law. I just start my life in my mid-30s. I start from scratch. That's what I do.
Right, but don't do nothing with math. You suck, man. Hey, take care, Donald.
USOB. Just came in just for a drive-by to make fun of me. Let's talk to Gordo here on WQAM. What's up, Gordo?
Didn't you hear there was, good Cuban food in Japan?
You know, I couldn't find it, because here was the thing. I severely, Gordon, I severely underestimated how large Tokyo is. Oh, my God. It is huge. I knew there were a ton of people there just because I thought they all lived, on the same street. But Tokyo is so damn big. Like, it's large, it's crowded. There's 33 million people living in Greater Tokyo. I had been tipped off before I took this trip by, you know, a Cuban-American friend of mine that they have really good, like, a really good Cuban restaurant in Tokyo.
Who, but to, Sedano?
No, somebody else. but to find, like, apparently there's one good Cuban restaurant in Tokyo. But, yeah, try finding a needle in a haystack. So I never found the Cuban food over there. I didn't try hard enough, but I never found it.
Real quickly, that coastal division thing. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The feeling that everyone had last year about the hurricanes, this is not why I called, was with Brad Kaya, the second coming of Kenny Dorsey, that we had a team that could win the coastal, right?
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah, but we feel even stronger about that this year.
Okay,
so get that straight.
We feel strongly about it this year, even though we have no quarterback yet.
Yeah, because the Coastal is a little worse, especially because, like, North Carolina hopefully is going to just completely suck this year because they've got all new players.
We got to score points because we need to throw the ball and score.
Well, we need to run the ball and score too, and I think we have one of the best running backs in the ACC and Mark Walton. Yeah. And you got to play defense, and they got one of the best defenses in the country. Gordon, we've solved all the problems. Coastal, here we come.
About the Dolphins, and I don't want to hear more of this. I read this Jarvis Landry thing's a non-story. I didn't want to hear about it. No one cares about it. Listen, the Cutler thing, I don't know. What do you think? Does this guy have – here's my problem with Cutler. The guy checked out of football. Checked out. I mean, we'll see how much he checked out because, you know, he's going to have a crash course and have to get this team together. And I mean, he's going to be a starter, obviously.
I worry more about his body than his attitude.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the best attitude he ever had was under Adam Gase. So there's clearly some kind of a connection between those two guys. I worry about his shoulder. I worry about his legs. I worry about his thumb.
I worry more about his body than his brain. Yeah, is the guy basically mentally checked out of football and was prepared to sit in the television booth for the rest of his life. Now all of a sudden he's going to, like, turn the switch on and become a starting quarterback.
Hold on, though. He checked out of football because he wasn't getting the offers or the situation. Now he's found the situation he likes, reunited with Adam Gase. I worry more about his body breaking down than his mind. I think he's now committed to playing football again mentally.
How do you know?
I'm guessing, but so are you.
You want to know how he's committed? He just saw $10 million. What was he getting paid at Fox Sports?
If that's what motivates him, that's fine. Right,
yeah, just that's motivation to sign the contract.
Yeah, but just dangle those game checks in front of him. He knows he's got to get through every game to get all those checks.
No, he doesn't.
Damn, you're right. Maybe he is checked out.
I mean, I think the only saving grace about this signing is that his wife going to make guest appearances at the game.
And I appreciate the call, Gordo. You know where Kristen Cavallari? She needs to make guest appearances on Baller Wives with Crowder. And Asia, and now Michael Vick and his wife, and Brent and Miko Grimes. Now that we got the Cutlers in town, the Cavallaris, the Cutlers, baby Cutlet in town too. Now that we got the Cutlers in town, I want to see them make cameos on Channing's reality show. By the way, I'm running hot against Channing. I'm mad, but I couldn't admit it because he's bigger than me. But, you know, on Saturday, I hosted our Jason Taylor Hall of Fame show. We had a special Saturday night. I was on 7 to 9 p.m. You know, I was on the air for about 45 minutes before the Taylor speech started. I'm running off Taylor's accomplishments, his stats. We're playing audio of people who played with him talking up Jason Taylor. You know, I had Channing and I had made plans. He was up in Canton for JT's Hall of Fame speech. He was up there in person. I went on the air at 7. We had made concrete plans. 5:45 p.m., Channing and I, we were going to tape an interview, call him up from the studio, going to record 10 good minutes, him reflecting on the years he played with Jason Taylor. Of course, Channing Crowder completely dissed me and abandoned me, didn't pick up the phone. So I kid you not, between 5:40, and I got to the studio early just to interview Channing, never pick up the phone. Between 5:45 and 6:45, I called him every 5 minutes between 5:45 and 6:45 p.m. Every 5 minutes I gave the guy a call. missed calls. They weren't even going straight to voicemail, so I knew the phone wasn't dead. So then I see Channing today. Oh, sorry, Dono. Sorry about that. I have my phone on the charger, and then I looked at it at 7:30. I had 30 missed calls from you. Yeah, thanks a lot, Channing. So then when I see Channing on TV during Jason's speech, because Jason said, I want every former teammate of mine, if you're in attendance, every former teammate, please stand up. I see Channing Crowder. You should have heard me cursing at the TV. Oh, you can sit there, but you can't answer your phone. I was very upset about that, but Channing could kick my ass, so I have to bring it up to you guys and not to Channing personally. 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. Please don't text and drive, by the way. On the other side, a man who covered Jay Cutler for 8 years. That's almost 8 years longer than I've covered Jay Cutler. I've covered Jay Cutler for 7 hours. But a man who's covered him for 8 years, Jeff Dickerson, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He will give us the Cutler scoop next here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.